You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Papi Cisse to score and Newcastle to win is 5-1. Graziano Pella to score and Southampton to win in the market at 4-1. Derek, this is one that Southampton have enjoyed in recent times. They've won the last three in the league against Newcastle, scoring 10 and conceding only once. I look at Newcastle and they look weak at the back, Newcastle. I think we say that often, but they do this season.
Yeah, they do. The signings could be anything. They've made a couple of big names signings going forward, haven't they, up front? Southampton have got a bit of a negative on them. I just think they overachieved last season. Why is this game on a Sunday, by the way? Why are they on? You know, I don't understand that. It's not on TV.
I'm not sure why.
You're looking forward, you know, if you're a Newcastle fan, you're looking forward to the start of the season. You can't wait for a Saturday 3 p.m. kick-off and then you get this shunted on the Sunday. It doesn't make sense. I'm sure there's a reason, but I'll have to try and find it one out. I can't pick a winner in this one, and the draw's the biggest price of the three. I find it a real tough one to call. Newcastle could do an awful lot better than last year. In fact, they'd have to be, wouldn't they, really? They can't go through another season like that. They've got a manager who's unexciting, but he's got to be better equipped to handle the job than John Carver was. Southampton made a few signings that nobody knows too much about. But they've lost, you know, again, they've lost a couple of their bigger names. Didn't handicap them last term, but I've got a sneaking suspicion it will this term. The draw for me.
You wouldn't want that as your epitaph, would you? Better equipped than John Carver. That's not really, something to sing about, is it? They have coped Southampton, haven't they, Lee, traditionally with... I mean, they've got this way of just selling their best players, and it's happened again with Schneiderlin and Klein going in the summer.
Yeah, and I think I kind of agree with Derek again here. I think that might just be one step too far. You can't keep doing that every season, replace them with quality. You know, sooner or later, there's not many players left at Southampton from that, you know, that great squad that they had. And I think, you know, Derek's right. We don't know what... You kind of got to trust the manager. So he's earned our trust, I suppose, from a betting point of view, that he knows what he's doing and he's brought in these players. But again, like Derek said, last year they were dealing with, you know, almost zero expectation of success. Now they've got to kind of live up to that. You look at the last... Remember when Ron used to do a podcast with us, Ron always used to say, don't take any notice of pre-season. And he said one other thing that he always noticed as a manager was that if you finish the season badly, it can hang over. And it's almost like as soon as you go back out on the pitch in a competitive sense, you're kind of a bit like, oh, God, yeah, we were crap at the end of last season. And vice versa as well, finishing off strongly, you know, always gave you a bit of a kickstart into the season. Well, you know, Southampton had that great defensive record all season. The last few games away from home, they lost the last three in a row, conceding six and scoring just one. Now, I'm not saying that you base your whole betting, you know, scheme around those losses, because it is a new season, but I think Newcastle could do all right here. You know, one thing about the new manager is that he likes entertaining attacking football. You know, and what he's done is he's gone back to the Dutch leagues and he's looked at players that he obviously knows, he's going to know over the last few years. And I think he's signed really well. I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of Mitrovic. I don't think he's going to play in this game, unfortunately, because I'm going to put him up as an anytime goal scorer here. But I think, you know, a big price for top scorer. This is a lad, he's a young lad, scored lots of goals, 68 goals and 157 so far in his career. He got 27 and 50 last year in the Dutch leagues and the Cup and in Europe as well. So decent scoring record. He's got 66s each way, top scorer. You never know, I think he might, if they can get going, Newcastle, then he might be able to get up towards the high teens, which is what you kind of need. I know that's a big ask, but I think it's a decent price as well for someone. If it works, you look like you know something. If it doesn't, you just forget about it. That's my usual betting tactic. But yeah, so look, if he starts, then I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a goal, honestly. And he needs to change his goal celebration, by the way. He's got a pretty crude goal scoring celebration, which doesn't mean the same thing abroad as it means here. I'll let you, everyone, Google that one. Yeah. Involves his tongue and his fingers.
I don't think we need Google anymore, Lee.
No, in a V shape. Yeah, I'm going to go Newcastle to win this and over 2.5 goals. I think they will go for it. I think they'll come out the chops flying. I think those fans are crazy, aren't they? They need something. And you know, at the start of a new season, they forget all their woes, it's like. And, you know, new start, we've spent some money, let's go for it. I think they'll come out of the blocks flying, Newcastle. But I think they'll be a bit open, so I can see a few goals in this game. Newcastle to win, over 2.5 goals for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.